we're going to start with the applicant, and let's go, we do have a series of dates, and let's start with the earliest one and move forward. So the first good night is Thursday, December 8th. Mr. Strong, this does not have to be on the record.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's we finalize.
Perfect, yeah, thank you.
So Jamie, is that good?
Yes.
Your witnesses? So the next night is the 23rd, so.
You drive a hard bargain.
Let's do it.
So I know you're not available the 8th, right?
I could be.
Well, the following one, how about December 12th?
That would be perfect. Both Mr. Rogalski and Mr. Creasy are available on the 12th.
Is Mr. Creasy available on the 12th?
Yeah, both great.
Okay, no, it's not on the 8th.
No.
Okay.
Not on the 8th.
All right, so we're going to drop the 8th to go for the 12th. All right, Mr. Crist, the 12th.
Anytime, I will make myself available.
Mr. Getz.
I'm good.
Mr. Greenberg.
Okay with me.
Mr. Winters.
What day of the week is that?
That's Monday.
Oh, Monday. Yes.
All right. So our first new night will be the 12th. And then, Shai? Should ask you.
So I have a meeting that night, but I will get someone else in my office to cover it.
Okay, cool. Thank you. All right, we're not doing anything later than the 12th in December. So moving on, how about Thursday, January 5th? Yeah, we're doing this 6 o'clock every time.
Thursday, January 5th?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not available that night.
I have a conflict also.
So do I.
Let's skip that. All right. Thursday, January 12th.
I have a conflict. I mean, Strong does too.
I do too.
Okay.
Lastly, but not least,
this one should be easy and good, at least for us municipal folks. Tuesday, January 31st.
Is there something in between you regarding December?
No. So, that's the next date that the board is available.
So the only days of January the board is available will be the 5th, the 12th, or the 31st?
Yes, that's what we discussed. Well, it's not just the board. There's several days up there I'm not available.
Oh, yeah. I didn't mean to suggest. I'm just saying the three dates that are on the table for January are the 5th, the 12th, and the 31st. I can be available on the 12th.
So aren't you down in Conewago with me for the salt tower?
I know I'll be spending time with you somewhere, Mr. Chris, but I can have someone cover that meeting if everyone else is available on the 12th. I would make that work.
No, we got two others that are not available on the council.
Okay. Then definitely we'll take the 31st if that's the next.
You good?
Available.
Yes. Yes.
Everyone else good? Okay. So the next, let's put this on the record.
Thank you. Okay, go ahead.
The next night of testimony for this hearing will be December 12th at 6 p.m. And then following that, we will have another night of testimony on Tuesday, January 31st at 6 p.m. Mr. Strong, if my math is correct, we have more than 45 days between the 12th and the 31st. Are you willing to put on the record that you're waiving all timing requirements for holding those that hearing?
To accommodate the hearing on the 31st, yes.
Okay. One second. Right. And so starting the meeting on the 12th, we are going to continue the cross-examination of the applicant's engineer. It will be the unrepresented party, starting with Mr. Michael Miller. Then we have Ms. Means, Ms. Newman, Mr. Doug Miller, and Mr. Smith. And then also, at the beginning of that meeting, sir, you're going to come up and ask for party status.
The issue with that is I'm going to have to travel for business that week, so.
Come up here and ask for party status.
That's why I brought that.
Do you have your name and address, sir?
Yes, my name is Matt Hitchcock.
Say that again. Up. Can't hear you.
Matt Hitchcock, 110 Peach Avenue.
Okay.
Could you spell your last name?
Hitch and then Cock. Okay. Like Alfred. At the beginning of this hearing, I was just kind of wondering what was going on, and I didn't really think that it impacted me or my family, but after hearing a lot of what's going on, I feel like I should and would like to be a participant in this hearing.
Mr. Strong, do you have any issue with this?
The street that Ted has.
Right. I'm just not sure how.
Sorry, I shut up.
I actually have, hold on. I can't put it on the screen, but.
What was the address?
110 Peach Avenue.
110 Peach Avenue.
Well, why don't we do this?
I wouldn't object to Mr. Hitchcock having party status.
Yes, I mean the main concern is the bus stop is at Sand Hill or Peach.
Yeah, Mr. Hitchcock. You're fine.
Thank you.
All right. Does the board have to vote on that?
Well, we're going to, yeah. With the board, no objection from the applicant, would the board like to accept Mr. Hitchcock as an additional party in this matter? Paul?
Yes.
Thank you. Ms. Winters, yes?
Yes. Would it be reasonable for us to ask the applicant, in addition to the continuation of the cross-examination of Mr. Rogalski, would they indicate who their next witness would be?
Mr. Strong?
The intent would be to call Mr. Greg Creasy as the next witness. Obviously, we have a number of witnesses. We're juggling schedules, but the intent would be to call Mr. Creasy on the 12th at the conclusion of Mr. Rogalski's testimony. But don't hold me to that in case something comes up and we have to shuffle witnesses.
Correct.
Right.
What would be second?
This is Greenberg for KinderCare. If that changes, I think it would be reasonable for us to be given 72 hours notice of who the witness is going to be. So
I can ask that of Mr. Strong, but I can't force him. There's just no requirements other than his professional courtesy. I think he's been courteous up until this point, and I think he will try to give everyone as much notice as possible, but things come up.
And I would concur with that. I think throughout the process, we've been scanning copies of exhibits, providing them, making them available, responding to requests for who's your next witness going to be. Our intent is to have Mr. Creasy. If something were to change and I have sufficient advance notice, I can maybe Mr. Nelson let you know, and then that can be disseminated. Certainly, we've been very open and forthright about the folks that are going to be testifying. So.
We appreciate that. And certainly, yes, you can keep communicating with me, and I can pass them along. That's fine.
Thank you.
That being said, let's close the hearing. Safe trips. Happy holidays. Thank you.